is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Five Eyes. Five Eyes is an intelligence gathering organization from history, from the 20th century. And yet, I welcome George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend, to take us in the history of Five Eyes, how it came together, and how it fought not only the Second War successfully, but the Cold War successfully, and where is it in the 21st century? George, a very good evening to you. You say, cool name. I agreed immediately. Five Eyes. How did it come together? What was its genesis? Good evening to you.
Good evening. The genesis was World War II. The United States intervened in World War II to protect the British, one part of the Five Eyes. When Pearl Harbor occurred, the Australians were under pressure from the Japanese. They aligned with the United States. Douglas MacArthur was based in Australia. The Canadians fought side by side with the British and the Americans throughout the war, and New Zealand as well during that war. So these are the five countries. They happen to be the five heirs of Great Britain, if you will. They all had something to do with the rise of Britain and the rise of their own position. And they were geographically positioned to form an alliance, but they were also comfortable working with each other. So the first thing that happened was they started sharing intelligence. The Five Eyes means these are the five countries that could see all the intelligence the others had. It was not quite a single intelligence organization in World War II, but it was a highly cooperative one. And the British and the Americans certainly shared information. The Australian coast watchers shared information. It was defensive. It was forced by the Japanese and by the Germans, and it worked. It was what won World War II.
Yes, the combination is unusual if you look at the globe. They seem to interreact with each other. When one was pressed, the other would come to the rescue. That's the Coral Sea. That's Midway, rescuing that trade route to Australia. However, you mentioned that it wouldn't have worked without mutuality of trade. Is that correct? Of commerce? How did it work for these five different nations?
Well, it worked because they needed the wares of war to be transferred. These Australians needed American supplies. The Americans needed Australia's position in the world. British needed many things from the United States. What tied it together was that the United States was able to send economic and military aid to all these countries to help them in the war. We had a basic interest in the Japanese not conquering Australia, a basic interest in the Germans not conquering Britain. But we also have to remember this is a naval alliance more than anything else, that the first alliance between the United States and Britain had to do with getting goods to Britain, fighting and securing the seas. Getting to Australia was something we had to do against the Japanese. So it began as not as a military alliance, but intelligence alliance, but rapidly grew into really the most important today international organization possible. It is still called my Five Eyes. There's various other documents. There are still differences between the two countries, five countries, as you might imagine. But today, it is 28% of the world's GDP. Over a quarter of the world's economic activity is carried out by these five countries. Their military force taken together is enormous. For the British, were critical in the first days of the Ukrainian war in providing anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainians. So when you take a look at how they're operating, they are incredibly influential. And they draw in other countries. New Zealand convinced Fiji to allow us to base missiles there. Well, that was a big change in Fiji's strategy. Not a very important event, but a symbolic event of how the Five Eyes are drawing each other better. So now we have moved from being purely an intelligence operation, as it was during the Cold War as well, but to an active military operation and an economic bloc.
Did Five Eyes win the Cold War, George? Did it defeat the Soviets?
Well, the Soviets defeated the Soviets, I think, mostly, but it was certainly instrumental. British intelligence was always better than American intelligence until we got to electronic intelligence and so on. But the British were excellent. The Australians knew the Far East very well. They warned several times against Vietnam. These countries had access to places others didn't. And of course, we have to remember one other thing. The American missile program, nuclear program, was based in Colorado Springs, which was the home of NORAD, North American Air Defense Command. And every 2 years, a Canadian takes command of that for 2 years. And then an American comes in and takes command of it. So the control of the defense of North America and of nuclear warfare rests together with the Americans and Canadians quite comfortably and easily. So as you drill into this, it gets deeper and deeper what the relationship is.
Now we come to the 21st century. There is the transition to what is called AUKUS. That's Australia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. There are bilateral conversations, I'm told, between Washington and Tokyo, between Washington and Seoul, between Washington and Delhi. There are conversations between Seoul and Tokyo. There are conversations between Tokyo and Manila. Is this Five Eyes growing? Is that what we're witnessing with China as the threat?
I don't think so. I think the Five Eyes are the core of this. But the Five Eyes are a unique entity. Culturally, they're all English-speaking. Canadians, a little French. Economically, they're compatible. They trade intensely. But most of all, they trust each other. The English and the Americans make jokes about each other, but they trust each other. I don't think we're going to reach that level or need to reach that level of confidence with countries like Japan. Japan is important. It's a major power. It's a major power in the Western Pacific. And it certainly is going to be allied with the United States, is allied with the United States, and that's going to deepen. But I think that we should think about the Five Eyes as a coalition out of which other alliances are built. So will we have a large international alliance? Yes, we're building it. It's one of the startling things of our times. But I think the Five Eyes are separate, different, and have to be, and think of themselves as different.
And right now, Five Eyes, is it self-aware? Does it talk? Does it have memos darting back and forth? Does it have an internal communication system, or is it informal?
It is a very formal system. This is a treaty, set of treaties governing it. And there are various ways in which we transfer information. But also, the Australians have intelligence gathering equipment, very sophisticated, intercepting messages from around the world. New Zealand also has such a system. The Americans have that system plus other capabilities. They each have a division of labor geographically, but they all work together. So I think what you really are seeing here is it's only now coming into the public eye. You know, the term Five Eyes is being recognized as something, but it is something that has been at the root of everything there. I'll give you the story that I went to Australia to attend a meeting, a military meeting. And at that military meeting, I walked in, I saw Australians, soldiers, but also I saw more officers from the U.S., from Canada, and so on. So they have a formal way of transferring information to each other, secure, hopefully. And also they meet regularly. So these forces, as we see, for example, in Ukraine again, with the British and the Americans, are cooperative in many different ways, and it's automatic. So it's serious and it's very powerful.
George Friedman is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. He's also the author of a book I'm going to turn to now that was published in the first decade of the 21st century, extremely prescient about the combat and threatened combat now underway east and west. When we come back, the next 100 years, the next 10 years, we're living them. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.